You're listening to an old-fashioned Christmas with yours truly, right here at Audio Oldies. I have to play this song, and this is still a very, very early recording, but not as early as some of the ones we've been playing recently. We actually go to 1914. This was a very, very famous Irish tenor at the time, John McCormick, and his lovely 1914 rendition of Ave Maria.
Venus in full dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells,
jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells,
I don't mind the storm. Bring your coats and hats, you lukewarm cats. I've got my horn to keep me warm.
Down in Mexico, we have got no snow.
You have got no snow.
Down in Mexico, sit around all day, hear the music play. Every time we sing, tequila glasses ring.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
When the skies were blue, I heard his sleigh bells ring-a-ling the day that I met you. Santa Claus came in the spring, riding along through the daffodils, and I just saw him vanishing across the distant hills. I heard his reindeer on the ground. I thought I caught a glimpse of red, but suddenly I turned around, and there you were instead. What if he hurried away? Santa Claus came when the skies were blue, and now it's Christmas every day, because he brought me you. Thank you.
skies were blue, I heard his sleigh bells jingling. The day that I met you, Santa Claus came in the spring, riding along through the daffodil, and I just saw him vanishing across the distant hill. I heard his reindeer on the ground, I thought I caught a glimpse of gray, but suddenly I turned around, and there you were instead. What if he did hurry away? Santa Claus came when skies were blue, and now it's Christmas every day, because he brought me you.
At the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
One of the biggest name bands of the 20s and 30s, that's Harry Reaser and his orchestra, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Before that, two versions of Santa Claus Came in the Spring, one by Putney Bainbridge and his orchestra, and I don't know the year on that, but I do know the year of the first one we played, 1935, for Benny Goodman and his orchestra, and Santa Claus Came in the Spring, one of my favorite big band Christmas songs, and I have to thank Dave Smith for turning me on to that one. What a great song that is. And we started the set out, with Ave Maria by John McCormick from 1914. But before the Benny Goodman, Santa Claus Came in the Spring, we played the classic 1941 version of Jingle Bells by Glenn Milner's orchestra with lead vocals by none other than the great Tex Beneke. I have a wonderful version that they did live as part of a Christmas Eve 1941 Chesterfield show. And I'd actually considered playing it on this show, but it's just not up to quality. It's kind of muffled. I'm sure there's probably a better version around of that Chesterfield show, and if anyone happens to have a really nice copy of that, well, go to my Audie Oldies website at www.audieoldies.net and fill out the contact form and let me know, and then I will make arrangements for you to upload it so that other folks can enjoy it. I want to let you know that I have a lot of wonderful Christmas material for you that I'm going to be sharing with you during this holiday season, and hope you really enjoy it. Lots of songs, lots of old-time radio shows, lots of vintage Top 40 air checks, and other things on the Audie Oldies website for the month of December. Well, if we're going to be talking about people that were around during the early days of the 20th century, we can't forget this guy, Old Satchmo. He did a number of Christmas classics, including this one called Christmas Night in Harlem.
Every gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. It's Christmas night in Harlem. People are feeling mighty good in that good old neighborhood. Yeah, it now be it understood. Christmas night in Harlem. Oh, everyone is gonna sit up until after three. Everyone, we be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe, greet your sweet neat the mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. Sit up until after three. Everyone be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Come on now, every Jane and Joe, greet your sweet niece the mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. All the fellas do it. Oh, what a night in Harlem. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe, I greet your sweet neat the mistletoe. I with the kiss. From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have have a bag of crazy toys. They'll give the corners up to girls and boys all day. Santa comes on big. You come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you gonna flip when old Saint Nick lays a lick on a peppermint stick. You come a-flying from a higher place, you fill the stocking by the fireplace. So you have a U.S. Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the gonies of girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. I'm calling when the snow's the most, cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you gonna flip when the old Saint Nick plays a lick on a peppermint stick. You come a-flying from the higher place, fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you ever you that's good. Ever you that's good. Yeah, cool yo. Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me? That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the car. One beacon I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please,
paid him money. Say, that's you. Santa Claus. That's him, all right.
Oh, Satchmo there, Louis Armstrong. He had great arrangements, that's for sure. That's That You, Santa Claus, from 1953. Before that, Cool Yule, along with the Commanders. And before that, we started the set off with Christmas Night in Harlem. Well, it might have been in Harlem where this took place. I don't know. This is a song that Dr. Demento used to play during his Christmas shows. It goes back to the year 1936, and it's one of those double entendre songs. One of those songs that you can take wrong, and it's meant to be taken wrong. You wouldn't think this is so, but Christmas and sex generally tend to go together in a very interesting way. Obviously, when spirits are being drunk and couples are together, making love is one of those things that happens late on Christmas Eve. Well, this guy is talking about his Christmas balls, but it's not the ornaments that are going to be hung up on the tree, obviously. This goes back to 1936, and I can guarantee you this didn't get any airplay that year. Here's Ben Light and his Hollywood Surf Club Boys and Christmas Balls from 1936.
Not very far away, so I did all my shopping early today. I'm smiling cause I'm happy as can be, cause I's gonna trim my baby's Christmas tree. Let me hang my balls on your Christmas tree. I've got the nicest balls that you ever did see. No one else has balls like me, cause I've seen many balls on a Christmas tree. Oh, I like to see them hanging way down low. Of course I don't want them dragging round in the snow. They'll sure look pretty dangling there, I know, hanging on your Christmas tree. Now we'll put this big long thing way up high, just like it's trying to reach the sky. I'm sure we'll have a hot time, just you and I, trimming up your Christmas tree. You know there's something very peculiar about me. My disposition is full of jealousy. When Santa comes that night, I'll make him check his balls outside before he fools around your Christmas tree. Say, would you like to see my balls a little higher? Well, I could check them babies up with a little wire. But from what I see, you're gonna have candles on your tree, and I sure don't want my balls on fire. When Christmas is over, I ain't gonna hang around here. I'll take a little trip, you know, just sort of disappear. But I sure be back next year to hang my balls on your Christmas tree and leave them swinging, hanging my balls on your Christmas tree.
Christmas spirits all around me, but I just don't feel a thing. Christmas spirits all around me, but I just don't feel a thing. I'm afraid old Santa won't be coming, cause what I want most he can't bring. Now there ain't no use denying, a gal has got to have her man. Ain't no matter how you're trying, life's no good without a man. When he vows he loves you dearly, you know he's lying. Ah, but it's grand. Christmas to all, a happy new year. It's all just a joke when your man isn't near. Santa, 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 you're all through work on Christmas Day. I could go for your long whiskers. You might drop by and plan to stay. When a gal bites man, it is page one news. I got the Christmas blues.
Now look here, Sue. You sure is tight.
Just found that out.
You ain't never treat sweet Papa Butter right. Still you run around here asking for this and that.
Why shouldn't I?
Tell me what in the devil is you driving at?
Why, cheapskating Papa, you got your gold.
Is that so?
Why, you never bring nothing when you call. Still you get hot because I don't pet?
Yeah?
Stop your complaining, Butter. Why, you's all wet.
Look here.
What is it?
Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Look here. Mama, what's mine sure ain't yours.
And what is mine belong to me.
Oh, I see. Something for nothing seem to be your plan.
Yes, sir.
You need to get you a monkey, cause you don't need no man.
Well, nowadays, Butter, when you want something that's nice,
yes,
why, you can't get it if you haven't got the price.
Now, each night, you keep me out of door.
Well, you sure ain't gonna get my key.
Wow, wow.
Well, now, pay me for my goods, and you can get your fill.
Now, let me know what I'm buying, and I certainly will.
Why?
Cause Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Look here.
What is it?
I said Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree. No, sir.
Now, Sue, you know I don't pay no money down.
Well, I do business strictly COD.
Oh, now from now on, Mama, I done put this down on my foot.
That's so.
You do a lot of talking, but you never put.
Why, you just got to get along the best you can.
Why?
Because I'm one gal who never talks in stormy plans.
Now, there's a lot of chops in other stores.
But where can you get good chops free?
Anywhere, anywhere.
Well, now, in my market, I don't put no samples out.
Look here, you know it ain't New Year's, and let me know what it's all about. Cause Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Play it, boy, play it, play it, lay right with it.
Let's get low, let's get low.
Come here, Sue. All last summer, you running with Brother Bill. Now this morning, you come up asking for a Christmas gift. Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree, no, sir.
Merry Christmas, dear.
Yes, yes.
Really interesting set there, if I do say so myself. An African-American set there with Bessie Smith and At the Christmas Ball from 1925. Before that, Butterbeans and Susie and Papa Ain't No Santa Claus, Mama Ain't No Christmas Tree. Probably done sometime in the early 30s. Not exactly sure of the year on that. Before that, we heard from a woman who was very famous for doing double entendre songs, such as Snatch and Grab It, and I Didn't Like It the First Time, and My Man Stands Out. Her name is Julia Lee, and her boyfriends from 1947 in Christmas Spirit. And we started the set off with Ben Light and his Hollywood Surf Club Boys and Christmas Balls. Hope you enjoyed that set. It was kind of a fun set. One of the old 78s that I used to have from the same grandfather that I had the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers by the International Novelty Orchestra from was a 78, a two-sided reading of The Night Before Christmas, which actually had quite a few interesting sound effects in it. The sounds of sleigh bells and you know, the wind of the hurricane and all kinds of different things. It was quite an advanced record for the time. It was a reading of The Night Before Christmas, but I believe the record was called A Visit from St. Nicholas, and it was done by Frank Luther, who was a very popular folk singer and a singer of ballads and all kinds of different things in the late 20s and into the 30s. I have an album of 78s here, and what Frank Luther and his chorus do is they sing a number of different Christmas songs, like a medley of songs, on each side of each of the five 78s that were on this album. The thing is, some of these carols I just don't recognize, and I wonder if anyone knows the names of all of these. So we're going to play both sides of record number one from this album now, by Frank Luther. And for those of you that like vintage Christmas carols from the 30s, I think you folks will enjoy this.
I saw three ships come sailing in
on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
I saw three ships come sailing in
on Christmas Day in the morning.
And what was in those ships all three
on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day?
And what was in those ships all three
on Christmas Day in the morning?
Our Savior Christ and His Lady
on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
Our Savior Christ and His Lady
on Christmas Day in the morning.
It's Christmas Eve once more, and merrily ring the bells. Their jubilate peal in rich and joyous swell. Glad hearts beat quickly now, for this time's festal hour comes to our Christmas mirth with all its softening power. A power which breathes your joy, its breath of life divine, to make the restless heart a calm and holy shrine.
Twinkle brightly, stars of light, Christmas Eve is baby's night. Sweet star, darling, God is good, thus to honor baby good. Darling, raise your soft blue eyes to the brilliance of the sky. Can you see the angel throng? Can you hear their wondrous song? Near in robe of white, to the spirit clothed in light, you whose gentle soul might be tuned to highest mental key. Ah, my precious, I can see there is looking out at me. Every time the impulse fears, baby, lift it.
God rest ye merry, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. For Jesus Christ, our Savior dear, was born on Christmas Day. God rest ye little children, all, let nothing you affright. For Jesus Christ, our Savior dear, was born this happy night.
Lieth now his suit forbears, the prisoners are diseased. The debtor rid him of his cares, and for the time is pleased. Though other purses be more fat, why should we pine or grieve at that? Hang sorrow, care will kill a cat, and therefore let's be merry.
Mm-hmm.
still the crying of Jesus with the blind, and singing for his pleasure, she called him mother's treasure. My darling, do not weep, my Jesus. Lamb, my love inviting, O star, my soul delighting, O flower of my own bearing, O jewel past comparing. My darling, do not weep, my Jesus. Would thou have me sweetness, or love of answering meekness, or is it music wanting? All angels raise your chanting. My darling, do not weep, my Jesus.
Well, that's record number one of the five record set, the album by Frank Luther. What an interesting tune for God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. That was very, very different, for sure. And we'll be playing more of those records as time goes on. Speaking of records, here's a record that I never, ever thought I would be able to find. I remember hearing this again during the very first Dr. Demento syndicated Christmas show that I ever heard, his 1974 Christmas show. At the time, he seemed to think that the song, or not the song, but the record itself, it's a spoken record. Well, it does have jingle bells toward the end of it, come to think of it. But he thought this record came out around 1915. That's what he originally said in the 1974 show. I learned later, however, that this record came out in 1922. So that does make it an acoustic record. It's not an electrical recording. It's done by Ernest Hare, who later became one half of the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare. But he decided to do a record, and this one is, it was for kids, and presumably it would be put onto a phonograph, and the children would come down on Christmas morning and play this record. As I say, it's done by Ernest Hare. The year on this is 1922, and the record is called Santa Claus Hides in the Phonograph.
Hello. Hello. Hello, little folk. Do you know who I am? Just guess. Why, you've heard of me every Christmas. Who is it you say? Hush. Close all the doors, and I'll tell you a secret. I'm old Santa Claus. Perhaps you are surprised to find me hiding in this phonograph, for I'm right here inside. Well, I'll tell you all about it if you'll give me your word that you won't mention it to a soul. You've often seen pictures of Santa Claus, haven't you? With his great big white whiskers halfway down to the ground and his ruddy red cheeks and his jolly old smile. Well, I don't look like that just now, and I'll tell you why. All night long, I've been climbing in and out of chimneys, leaving toys and candy and oh, such wonderful presents for all the little folks. My whiskers are full of soot, and my beautiful red robe with its trimming of white is as black can be. I didn't want you to see me looking like that. So when I heard you coming, I hid in this phonograph. But I must be off now, for I still have a few presents for some little friends of mine. Let me see. Here is a toy steamboat. And the toy Calliope. And the little toy piano. And now I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But before I leave, I'm going to sing for you my favorite song. Did you ever hear Santa Claus sing? Well, you're going to hear him now. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in Santa's Christmas sleigh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in Santa's Christmas sleigh. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, children. Get up here. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Ernest Hare there in Santa Claus Hides in the Phonograph from 1922. Harry E. Humphreys did another version of this skit, or monologue, whatever you want to call it, the same year, 1922. The only problem is that whenever Harry E. Humphreys tried to laugh like Santa Claus, it ended up coming out as a dirty laugh. This would have scared kids, I think. I don't know if he just didn't realize how his laugh was, but this is, if it's supposed to be for kids and Santa Claus, well, I think Ernest Hare does a much better imitation of how Santa Claus should be than Harry E. Humphreys does. Listen to this version.
Hello, little folks. Do you know who I am? You've heard of me often. Some say I'm a sham. But most of you know that cannot be true. For every Christmas you've seen what I do. And now, you not only know just what I do, but you hear my old voice as I'm speaking to you. Who is it, you say? Hush. Close all the doors and I'll tell you a secret. I'm old Santa Claus. Perhaps you're curious to know why I hide in this phonograph. For I'm right here inside. I'll tell you, my dear. If you give me your word that you won't tell a soul about what you have heard. You've seen Santa's picture quite often, I'm sure. With his great big white whiskers half down to the floor. And his ruddy red cheeks and his jolly old smile. And often you wish you could see him a while. But children, though I'd love to come out of this box, I'm really afraid to. Because of the shocks that all of you get if you saw me come out. Why, you'd all run away with a terrible shout. My beautiful whiskers are black with the dirt. And the dust in my eyes so that both of them hurt. And my lovely red robe with its trimming of white is as black as the black of a black winter's night. And it's all because I have to climb down the many long chimneys you have in this town. Before I can possibly come out and greet you, I must take a warm bath. And then perhaps I'll meet you. Don't think that I mind getting dirty like this. For it's something I'd really be sorry to miss. I have to go down all these sooty old places to bring gifts to the children and smiles to their faces. But before I get out and disappear soon, I'll give you a treat. It's a bit of a tune that I'll play on my chime that I've got with me here. So listen, dear children, to some real Christmas cheer.
Thank you.
did you like that? Well, now I must be off. If I can ever get out of this box. There. My, that was a tight squeeze. Come on now, up, Prancer. Hey! Good night. Good night. Good night.
From 1922, Harry E. Humphreys there, and his version of Santa Claus Hides in the Phonograph. Ernest Hare did a follow-up skit in 1925 called Santa Claus Proves There Is a Santa Claus. The record, though, is not credited to Santa Claus, it's credited to Ernest Hare. But I guess he figured that kids couldn't read at that point. Now, I don't know if he really had a cold or not, but in this skit, he did. And you'll hear him coughing quite a bit. This is from 1925, and as I say, it's Ernest Hare with Santa Claus Proves There's a Santa Claus.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid I've caught quite a bad cold. There now, I feel better. Well, little folk, I suppose you know who this is talking to you. It's your old friend Santa Claus again. You don't suppose I'd let a little thing like a cold keep me away this very season? You know, children, I was very anxious to get here this Christmas because I've been terribly worried about all this talk I hear about there being no Santa Claus. Of all the foolish things. Fancy anybody trying to pretend there isn't any Santa Claus. Why, here I am assuring you with all my heart and soul and voice that there is a Santa Claus. Well, but we can't see you, you say. So how do we know you are really Santa Claus? Achoo! Achoo! There I go again. Oh, dear, where is my hanky? Ah, here it is. Now, as I was saying, my dear, just because you can't see me doesn't prove that I'm not your old pal Santa. No, sirree. There now, you heard the wind, didn't you, my dear? But you didn't see it. Yet you are sure it was the wind. And then again, you can feel the heat of a nice warm bath these cold evenings, but you can't see the heat, can you? And it's just the same with me. You can hear me, but you can't see me. Perhaps that's all the better, because really my cold is very bad. That's it. And my eyes are half bunged up, as the saying is. Now, please don't forget to tell all your little friends, and big ones, too, just what I've been telling you. Seeing is believing, some say, but that's only half the truth, my dear. Just you try to think how many things there are you believe in that you can't see, and you'll be surprised. Now, I don't know how my old voice will behave with this terrible cold. But I'm going to try to sing to you a little song that I learned when I went to school. You'll like it, I'm sure. You've seen my pictures with my six little men in my shop, haven't you? Well, I'm going to have those six little men play my accompaniment. All right, little men. I was a boy at school, my dear, 10,000 years ago. I learned a little ditty that I thought was rather pretty, and it's one that I think you ought to know. My voice is somewhat bent, but this is how it went. Christmas comes but once a year, taradiddle, taradiddle-do. Then there's lots of real good cheer, taradiddle, taradiddle-do. But why not try to make each day just as happy, just as gay? Let the whole long happy year be filled each day with Christmas cheer. Now, children, I must be going, so goodbye. Get up here.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Jr.